Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom.
Our president of the United States flushing 85 years of American values post-World War II and in the ramp up to World War II down the toilet today. Disgracing the sacrifices of American veterans. At the behest of, to the benefit of, a dictator, a man that assassinates political opponents, a man that assassinates journalists who write critical stories about him, and about a dictator, again, that has rigged the elections in Russia for the last 25 years. And they're going to lecture Volodymyr Zelensky? But what was that last little bit about? All of this comes down to what is good for Donald Trump and his billionaire buddies. And he's made a very transactional calculation that Vladimir Putin is going to do good by him. And so he takes the KGB's talking points and repeats them in the Oval Office. An absolute disgrace. Steve from Milwaukee suggesting not impeachment, Maggie, but let's use the 25th Amendment, because that was about as unhinged as it could possibly get. The problem with that, Steve, is then we get J.D. Vance. Civic. Jim from Brookfield, excuse me, you're up next, sir.
Hello, Maggie. It's definitely a dark day for the United States of America. I mean, to have a president and vice president behave the way they did in front of the press and the world press, for J.D. Vance to instigate that and put gas in the fire. I mean, he started the whole process and went off the rails. And, of course, Donald Trump jumps in, and amplifies it. For the two of them to sit there and to basically try to put in this place the president of a country that's fighting for their survival, that we should be doing everything we can to help, as opposed to siding with the true dictator who's trying to take over his country. It's just appalling. And I just want to mention that when you said impeachment, prior to the break, it obviously, the first impeachment of Mr. Donald Trump, when it came down to the Ukrainian, the quid pro quo, try to get something on Joe Biden, that still sticks in Donald Trump's craw. He's bothered by that. And he's never had any favorable feeling towards Zelensky or Ukraine. And a lot of it had to do with that initial impeachment trial. He was over there, he asked Zelensky, give me some dirt on Biden, because he could be my future opponent. And when he didn't get the dirt he needed, he's never thought highly of President Zelensky or the Ukrainian people.
Yeah, he's settling a score with the Ukrainian people and Volodymyr Zelensky because he didn't help him win re-election. It's as basic as that. And maybe a wee bit of Comprobot. Perhaps. There are some wild theories floating around out there dating back to 1987. We got a new caller, Cornell from Merrill. You're up next, sir.
Hi, Super Maggie. I'm so upset. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. And I have friends on the Vietnam War that died. And we were supposed to go over to fight and kill the communists over there. And now we have a communist president. And my dad fought in World War II, the Battle of Bulge, and came out as a proud police officer, and I'm really disgusted. I just want to tell you how you can help. There is, you go to a YouTube, and it's Anne of Ukraine, and donate money. They're building drones, and she's the honorary ambassador of Ukraine. of Kyiv, and they take the money and they're building drones and trucks. And she does a report. This is a legitimate site. She's been doing 300 reports over the years, and they're very disgusted with Trump, and they do not understand. They blame the United States. They don't understand why Trump sided in the United Nations with Russia, China. And I hope people donate to it's Anna of Ukraine, and also there's Tanya Fiana, and she's doing reports, and she has a website. Her money she's giving to the men that have lost their arms and legs and also injured dogs, the Humanity Society.
Thanks, Cornell. We're coming up on the time. I just want to thank you for calling in, sir. You always have a place on the Maggie Dawn Show. If you are a new caller, you will go to the front of the line, 855-752-4842. If you are a vet, you will go to the front of the line. If you are a female calling, you will go to the front of the line. I just want to say this. The UN vote to properly hold Russia accountable and say you are responsible for this war because you invaded a sovereign nation. China actually had the decency to abstain from the vote, Cornell. No. We were in the company of Russia, North Korea, Belarus. Yeah, these aren't the people I want to be aligned with in the United Nations. We're going to continue to take your calls. Folks, if you are on the lines, I beg you to hang out there, stay there. We're going to keep hearing from you on this day that will live in infamy. The shaming, the bringing low of the United States brought to you by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, agents of Russia, just hours ago. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. John, Mark, Jeffrey, Dick, stay there. We'll go to you next. We come back after the top of the hour. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.